crammed into dormitories side by side. Faucets timed to shut off after just a few seconds. Filth encrusted shared toilets. KCBS's Rebecca Corral tells us these are the conditions that prompted a lawsuit against immigration officials.
The class action lawsuit filed by immigrants detained at the Yuba County Jail and the for-profit Mesa Verde Detention Center in Bakersfield accuses ICE of failing to protect them from the danger posed by the coronavirus.
The areas where people actually live, as we've already heard, are extremely crowded. And we already know that this is a disease that is extremely infectious and can infect people before they have symptoms.
Nick Nelson is a doctor at Oakland's Highland Hospital Human Rights Clinic.
Even one person who can spread this virus in an overcrowded situation like that is going to infect an extraordinary number of people. And this is a disease that's at least 10 times as dangerous as seasonal flu in terms of mortality, and it's already killed tens of thousands of Americans. So I think the real question that we have to ask ourselves is it acceptable that a condition of detention is that you're at a vastly higher risk of dying from an infectious pandemic?
The suit asks the court to remove enough people from the facilities so those who remain can be held in safer conditions. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.